Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God, which serves the basis for our meditation this morning, is recorded in St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the 5th chapter. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us in your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear Christian friends, in the name of Christ Jesus, our Savior, one of the great and frequently used metaphors in the Bible is the metaphor of darkness and light, the two very often being placed in close juxtaposition to each other. The prophet Isaiah writes, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." The apostle Peter writes, "That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Satan is referred to as the prince of darkness, while Jesus is the light of the world. St. Paul in our text refers to the natural, unbelieving state of mankind as being darkness. But the converted child of God, the believer, walks in the light. The believer is one who, by nature, has lived in the shadows, in the darkness, apart from God, who is the source and the creator of light, who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The children of God, sanctified, made holy, and pleasing to God through faith, are called to walk as children of light. This is the walk of the Christian, a life which imitates the pure, holy, selfless life of the Lord. A life which reflects the love which our Lord Jesus, in his sacrificial life and death, has shown to all the world. What differentiates the Christian from the unbeliever is that the Christian wants to live a life in the light of Christ's love and strives to do so, not out of fear of punishment, not out of hope for reward, but out of love for the Savior and out of love for the brothers and sisters also redeemed by the Lord Jesus. You are familiar with one of the great benedictions in the New Testament. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it or perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And those words signal that this work of God is an ongoing work, going on until the day that I am called from this world and called to Abraham's bosom with our Lord in heaven. Now, this is the walk of the child of God in this world. Living for Christ, striving to be like him, following that which, as the apostle says, is acceptable to the Lord. But we also know what the reality of our lives in this world is. We remain sinful. What our Lord has begun in us is not yet complete in that regard. We might say that we walk a sharp line between light and darkness, illuminated on the one side with the light of Christ, and darkened on the other side by the bondage of the flesh and the power of the devil. Those two are indeed locked in a struggle. Just as mankind is the object of the struggle between God and Satan, man between God and the devil. You have learned to refer to this struggle as simul justus et peccator, at the same time saint and sinner. That's the subject of the book that many of you read in your first year religion class, Hammer of God by Bo Yeerts. And those of you who have not had that opportunity are to be pitied. In the second chapter of the story of young Pastor Friedfeld, is confronted by this struggle first in the case of two farmers who are members of the congregation, Daniel and Carl August, and then again in the dying old man Franz, who has been an exemplary Christian, but who in his last hours is plagued by scenes from his past. And then there is in that same house the innocent infant, recently baptized, but summoning up all of the willfulness and all of the stubbornness of natural man, the sinner inside of the saint, to disrupt the final hours of the dying Franz. Daniel and Carl August were both Christian men, but they found themselves in a situation where they had tried to cheat each other. The reason this was such a struggle for this young pastor, Friedfeld, and similar situations for the other pastors in this book, and for their congregation members, was that they looked to the law to bring them to this walk as children of light. But the source to which they looked offered them no strength, and it offered them no help. Only in the goodness and the righteousness and truth proclaimed by the Holy Spirit, the goodness, righteousness, and truth of Jesus, could they have the strength to walk as children of light. And this is the lifelong struggle of sanctification, which is faced by all believers, old and young, strong and weak, brilliant or average. Not a one of us escapes this struggle. When we think that we are strong, then we become weak and we turn to the darkness of the law. But when we understand that we are weak and have no strength in ourselves, then we are turned by our Lord to his strength and support in the gospel of his sacrifice. It is for that struggle, then, that Paul urges the Christians at Ephesus, walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness, righteousness, and truth. That is to say, everything that you need for this walk, you find in God's Spirit and his truth, the gospel of forgiveness and righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is your wisdom. He is your righteousness. He is your sanctification. He is your redemption. In him and his righteousness alone is your strength to walk as a child of light. To him alone be the glory. Amen. Please turn to page 165 in the forepart of the hymnal, and we join together in praying collect number 133. Please rise. O God, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that being ever mindful of the end of all things and the day of your last judgment, we may be stirred up to holiness of living here and dwell with you forever hereafter. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.